Thank you and good afternoon. Residents in a unit of a four-unit apartment building on G Street in Arcata were awakened to a fire, not by a smoke detector, but instead by a CO2 detector in the early morning hours on Sunday. That's because the smoke detector in the apartment had been removed, and a fire that was caused by combustible materials left too close to a heater only caused minor heat and smoke damage. Arcata firefighters responded to the scene and found smoke visible, but all the occupants of the building were safely outside and accounted for. Chief Desmond Cowan said in a statement that, fortunately for the tenants, their carbon monoxide alarm activated and woke them up. It's absolutely crucial that people have working smoke alarms in their homes. Without the CO2 alarm, that fire could have ended in tragedy. The sheriff's office is searching for a second suspect in connection with the murder of David Ganfield, a suspect considered armed and dangerous. Ganfield died as a result of severe head trauma after he was assaulted in late April in McKinleyville. An acquaintance dropped Ganfield off at the Mad River Hospital emergency room, and he was later transferred to Reading, where he died. The sheriff's office has arrested one man in connection with Ganfield's death, and they are searching for 23-year-old Ryan Joseph Johnson, a white male adult, 5'8", 175 pounds, with short red hair and blue eyes. On May 14th, a Eureka police officer conducted a traffic stop on a car driven by 42-year-old Jonas Seymour. He was arrested and booked into county jail for homicide in connection with Ganfield's death. The story begins with allegations of a stolen dog and ends up with a felon in jail for possession of a firearm. Eureka police responded to the Greenbelt area near the Bayshore Mall on Sunday afternoon and contacted the reporting party, who claimed that an armed robbery had just occurred. Officers determined that no robbery had actually taken place, but they did learn that the man identified as the suspect, Brian Mello, was armed with a handgun and that Mello had taken the person's dog last week. An officer on patrol in Eureka and the 1900 block of Broadway later spotted Mello leading the dog and arrested him for being in possession of a firearm. The dog was returned to its owner. It was 35 years ago today that Mount St. Helens erupted, claiming 57 lives and obliterating the mountain's northern slope. It was a Sunday, May 18th in 1980, when the eruption sent a cloud of hot gas, ash, and other debris more than 80,000 feet in the air and spread ash across 11 western states in the following weeks. Geologists recorded the largest ever landslide on record as the north slope disintegrated and the volcano caused mudslides that impacted the Columbia River 50 miles to the south of the mountain. The eruption was preceded by 2 months of increased seismic activity and earthquakes and was the largest volcanic eruption in the United States since the Lassen Peak eruption in 1915. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for our community news. In this month's Our Community News, we continue to focus on the importance that public safety, along with other public services, have on the economies of the cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. Residents in Humboldt County have demonstrated their willingness to pay for public safety service. Eureka residents have increased city sales taxes to fund police and fire, and the Measure Z Citizens Advisory Committee has made a presentation to the Board of Supervisors about where that tax revenue would best be spent. $3.5 million for the Sheriff's Office, $2.6 million for rural volunteer fire departments, and funding for ambulance services, the DA's office, and Eureka police efforts to deal with homeless issues are at the top of the list. The final decision will be made by the Board of Supervisors, and public feedback and suggestions played a key role in how the committee narrowed down its list. One thing is for certain, however, residents in Humboldt County recognize the need for capable public safety service and are willing to pay taxes to support it in our communities. The Board of Directors for the Arcata Fire Protection District will hold a meeting on Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock at the D Street Center in Arcata to discuss an ordinance to be put before voters that would establish a new special tax to raise revenue to fund an increase in staffing for the district. The proposed property tax increase would be $96 per year for a single-family residence. Chief Desmond Cowan said that the hiring of more personnel is the next logical step in the modernization of the department. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.